By the way, Dr. Schaefer had a text message that I wanted to pass along to you, and this is from Kathy Dawes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Says, it's nice to hear Tim doing well today. Please tell him hi.
Kathy is wonderful. I'm so glad she's listening, and she got my foot in the door here, and she was, it was around the 2016 election, and we had a good time, and then we had, I had an absence or something. I overslept. There was one morning I totally forgot to come in. It was one of those, I remember saying it to my wife, I was like, I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere. And Kathy was super, she may or may not remember this if she's still listening, but she was very gracious, and there was a period that I thought, like, man, I enjoyed going over to K-Man. That was a good time. And then I wasn't over here for just a little bit. And then she gave me another call. And so ever since, I think I've been pretty regular over here. And so it's been really wonderful.
She mentioned, and I remember this as well, the 2016 election night.
Yeah, it was
that wild. Was quite a night, wasn't it?
It was a moment to realize being in the sound booth is a very different thing from being other places.
But it's
for somebody who cares about this kind of stuff, it was really exciting.
So we'll
see what the future holds, but it was a good introduction to being part of the K-Man community.
Yeah, we have a caller standing
by. Oh, okay.
Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Timothy Schaefer.
Well, what a well-educated, well-spoken, projected radio voice. Thank you for sharing this, and nationwide, worldwide, to where folks can think about sending their young people to K-State, that you can share the line of education with them. And thank you for being able to widen the horizons of a stumble bum like me out here on the street. Oh. I wish you could get together with Ian Punnett there, your professor, your joint professor at the university, and put you on coast to coast at night. Thank you for being there and sharing.
Well, thanks. You know, it's something that I really appreciate. That one of the things of being here at K-State is that I've been afforded the chance to do the kind of work that I really believe in and care about, and I've discovered that there are a lot of other people too. You know, so Aaliyah in K-State Research and Extension, all the folks in the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy and beyond. It's just, and it's the kind of thing that I think we're building, trying to build, not just here at K-State. You should come to K-State too, by the way. That'd be great. We need numbers. But, but you know, truly, we're the land grant, right? We have this public mission, and that's part of what drew me here. And so there's something really valuable about that. And the fact that the K-State reach is statewide, it's in all these communities, right, through extension, mostly for a lot of folks, but also right beyond. And I think this work, as the caller noted, is really important, and it's something that can complement what otherwise people think about as being kind of the university. So I'm really excited to be here and to be part of that. So thanks for that comment.
I got to admit, one of the early news stories this morning, and I was expecting, I think it was at 7 o'clock, maybe it was at 8 o'clock, CBS News. I was expecting great things out of Washington, D.C. with the Senators, or the Nationals winning the World Series. But no! Lead stories, impeachment stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said this yesterday. Is this something, you know, the Nationals, is that something that, gosh, Washington needed? Yeah, and maybe the nation to try to at least have some semblance of togetherness?
There's been a lot of conversation about that, right? Has this been kind of the salve for the D.C. area that has just been saturated? I mean, right, today is going to launch another phase of the impeachment process, formalizing it, for example, in the House. But, you know, this World Series run has been the first time ever in the 115 World Series that nobody has ever won at home, for example. It's kind of been fascinating. It was a lot of fun to watch. I love baseball, much to my wife's chagrin, but I love baseball, and so it's been good to see it.
It's been very good to me.
Yeah, I think it's been good to a lot of folks. Not to everybody, but some. But it has been one of these questions is this what people can kind of rally around, bring people together? And what I was saying earlier, like, people can be fans of stuff, right? I mean, this is one of those places where you can be a Nationals fan, for example, and you don't have to ask people's party affiliations. And I think it's really important and healthy, frankly, to be able to do that alongside the very important formal political kind of work. I'll shout this out. We didn't talk about it at all today, the book project that I was just part of. But a colleague of mine at Vanderbilt, Robert Talese, has published it. It's coming out. It's called Overdoing Democracy. And I really appreciate his fundamental argument is that politics is really important, but we can't turn everything into politics, right? So we need to be able – he uses this analogy of cheesecake, right? Cheesecake – I don't really like it, but it seems like people do, right? Cheesecake is tasty. If you have too much cheesecake, right, there's a cheesecake threshold, right? And after you hit a certain point – I don't know. You're looking at me like maybe that's not a good
analogy.
I did
this with apple pie in a judging contest, so I understand the analogy.
So this makes sense, right? I mean, so there is that threshold that we can and should be able to engage one another significantly and meaningfully around things of importance, politics, if you want to think of it that way, and be able to do it. But it doesn't need to be everything. So, so enjoy the game.
Best part of the day is to see you upright, mobile, smiling,
it's good to be
laughing,
here.
And sharing your thoughts.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, everybody.
All right. And some good, maybe some good things to take to the Thanksgiving table here.
Yeah, we can we'll see how we connect with Thanksgiving. But yeah, a lot of this is totally applicable to showing up around that table.
All right. Tim Shaver, thank you so much for being here.
It's good to be here.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll also have K-State Research and Extension's Greg McClure and Rod Franz previewing the German Mennonite Meal International Craft and Bake Sale happening November 10th.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and the Chris Kleiman Show at Power Cat Sports Grill all on the way today.